or G.I. Jane. All right, Brian, the president preaches about building consensus, but this week on the campaign trail, his rhetoric has taken on a sharper, different tone.
We got our middle-class families up in front. We don't mind the Republicans joining us. They can go come for the ride, but they got to sit in back.
Yeah, that sounds like consensus, doesn't it? Plus, a new poll shows a wide partisan split of 71 points between Democrats and Republicans who want to see President Obama run for re-election. So is this tough talk going to hurt the commander-in-chief when it is his turn to run in 2 years? We're back with the panel. Nick, we start with you from Reason Magazine.
You know, nobody's going to remember what he was saying a week before an election where his party's about to get blown out, so I wouldn't worry about it. But one thing, a lot of people are focusing on the rhetoric of Obama and his crew. They're saying, we just didn't communicate all the great things we did. Right. In fact, people know exactly what he did, and virtually everything he did was wildly unpopular, whether it was Obamacare or bailouts or stimulus spending. I mean, none of this stuff played well.
Margaret?
Yeah, I agree with Nick. It's not a communications problem. Everybody hears it loud and clear. They just don't like what they hear. The problem, too, is, look, he did preach hope and change, and this got him over the edge with
he
a
was
significant
be different.
Bracket.
He was going to be a different
kind of politician. He made a very good plea to a significant bracket of the millennials, the 30 and unders. They voted for him 2-1 by 32%. Back now, when you look at the polling now, they're back at 2004 levels of support for Democrats. They have a 14% margin, not a 32% margin. So his lack of ability to act out the rhetoric that he promised has significantly damaged him in the group of voters who actually won him the election.
Robert?
You know, this is a great topic of fascination to political pundits. Then there were people
Well, that's what you are.
But then there were people with real lives. And they want to focus on the economy. They want to focus on this country moving forward. And if you look at his polling data, while, you know, I think your points are well taken. The campaign in 08 was about hope and change. Now it's about progress and results. But you look at the polling data, he's standing...
Okay, where's the results? Where's the progress?
That's
the problem.
You want to make the case that we're better off in 08 when George Bush was president than now?
Unemployment rate was lower.
Yeah, actually, I'd say it's a push.
And
that's part of the
problem. We were losing 700,000 jobs a month. You know the stats.
Robert, are you saying happy days are here again?
No, I'm not. I'm saying we're on the right track. I know it's a difficult time, but the idea that we should avoid, we didn't take the steps we took. We've had massive layoffs for police officers and firefighters. We would have had continued loss in the private sector.
We're only on the right track to become Greece. And one of the reasons why Obama is doing so poorly among younger voters is because, you know, the things that they responded to were things like getting out of Afghanistan and getting out of Iraq.
That underestimates young people. They're focusing on their education. They're focusing on their future.
They want jobs.
They want an economy.
I just wish every Democratic member of Congress who's running for Congress was saying what Robert is saying, because most of them are running from Obama's record and trying to distance themselves from Obama. You're the only one who's actually making the case for the Democrats.
Actually, the truth is, Democrats should be standing up for their record, and I think one of the problems we've got is the fact that too many Democrats are trying to avoid the record they have.
She calls him Robert, we call him Bob. Bob Zimmerman, we thank you very much.
I call him Bob.
Nicky Gillespie from Reason Magazine, and Margaret Hoover, we thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.